I'd like to share with you a story. It's a story of four people who set out on a journey to find the thing that means the most to them, or the thing that they're lacking and that they feel will get them over the hump and make them most successful. They go on a windy road through a very foreign land. When they finally reach the castle at the very end, and they approach a person behind a curtain, that's when they realize that, in fact, all along, they've had every gift that they've needed. If the story sounds a little bit familiar, it's because that's the story of the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy and her friends go down the yellow brick road. They come to the man behind the curtain, and they ask him for the gift that they need most, and that wizard, in the end, tells them, "But alas, you've always had that. It's been buried deep inside you. But you didn't realize it." It's a very powerful image in a year like this, because I think what we figured out this year is that there is a lot that's buried inside us that we simply did not realize we had. Amazing. How many times this year did we figure out that we have strength and certain gifts that we didn't think we had, but a pandemic and the isolation that ensued forced us to find those strengths buried deep, deep, deep within us. I know we're approaching Yom Kippur, but I'd like to reach back to Rosh Chodesh Elul for just a moment. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aleph Elul, we begin blowing the shofar. And the shofar is a constant throughout the month of Elul. It highlights Rosh Hashanah. And it is the apex of Yom Kippur when we scream out Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. At the very conclusion of Ne'ilah, we blow shofar. What's the purpose of blowing shofar? Shofar is a fascinating mitzvah in the sense that there's actually two things going on at the same time. There's a mitzvah to blow the shofar, and there's a mitzvah to hear the shofar. Now, it could be that one person could be mekayeing both of those mitzvos. He could hear the shofar that he himself is blowing. That is possible. But at the end of the day, you have two pieces to the mitzvah. Not necessarily the case with most other mitzvos. Most other mitzvos, I do the mitzvah and I'm done. I don't need both components to it. What is the purpose of this? I believe a beautiful message that I heard the other day from Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman, president of Yeshiva University, will truly shed light on not only the mitzvah of shofar, but how are we supposed to approach a year like this that has been so challenging. He says that the mitzvah of shofar is not only to make the sound, but it's to hear the sound. And that's to say that there are people that make the sounds of the shofar, the cries of the shofar. But somebody has to hear it. That's right. How many people do we know that cry alone at night? They cry in their loneliness. They cry in their misery. They cry in their sadness. And nobody hears it. How sad. And how often it is that there are people that are there, but they don't listen. I believe that this year has taught us more so than ever before that we need to listen, but it's taught us the value of listening. A statistic and a study was shown that the actual call volume, phone calls, not the amount of data usage, not the amount of texting, but the amount of actual phone calls that were made this year went up exponentially. Because when people weren't able to sit in the same room as each other, they realized that a phone call is far better than a text. That is something that is truly remarkable, because when people started making phone calls, people also said, "I listened better. I actually heard the person. I was focused. I was dialed in." That's the message of the shofar. Yes, to blow it. That's the person that is that forever has been saying, "This is wrong, and this is my tzara, this is my pain." But what's amazing is comes along the chauffeur and says, it's not enough just to make the sound of pain, but you have to listen. You have to hear the other person. You have to hear that person's pain and that person's suffering. And even if you can't do anything else, you just wear a shoulder to cry on and you listen to them. But the chauffeur represents something else. The chauffeur represents tefillah. But tefillah is also a two-way street. Yes, there is the person blowing the sounds of the chauffeur, the sounds of tefillah. But there's also someone listening on the other end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos. This year we got kicked out of shul. This year we had to close our Batei Knessios. And when that happened, all of a sudden we realized how important davening was. And some of us, some of the time, davening in our homes, in our kitchens, in our dining rooms, in our living rooms, in our dens, in our basements, all of a sudden realize, wow, tefillah is not only something that I need, but tefillah is also something so incredibly powerful. You need to be a shomeya and a mashmiya. Both pieces are essential, they're vital, they're crucial to our success. Hopefully this year we've learned more and more how important it is to listen. And God willing, we also recognize that Hashem is listening and He is ever present in our lives. It is my absolute hope that in Yirtzeh Hashem, B'shat Tov U'Mutzlachas, really B'karov B'Yameinu, we'll be able to go back to a real normal. And we'll be able to listen to people and share with them much more than just an ear, but a shoulder, a literal shoulder. Not only a shoulder, but a hug and an embrace. We'll be able to give that once again to people. And in the meantime, we hope really, 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 really soon to be able to greet each other b'simcha, in joy and happiness. God willing, in the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, v'karov b'yameinu. And a gemar chasima tova, a good gebench dior.